From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly day in Iraq with at least 65 people reported killed near the town of Al-Bab in two separate explosions. The first blast Friday struck an opposition security post in the village of Susian, killing many civilians along with opposition forces and two Turkish soldiers. People had gathered at the security office where many of them were seeking permission to return to Al-Bab, which had been the scene of heavy fighting for months. The second attack came as local residents and rescue teams were retrieving the bodies of those killed in the earlier bombing. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the first attack in Al-Bab. Iraqi troops on the ground continued to push into western Mosul on Friday, the last major urban stronghold held by the Islamic State group in Iraq. They took full control of Mosul's international airport and a sprawling military base on the southwestern edge of the city, according to Iraqi officials. The territorial gains marked the first key moves in the battle, now in its sixth day, to rout the Islamic State from the western half of Mosul. An Iraqi officer told the Associated Press the push into the Mamun district was followed by intense clashes with Islamic State militants. Yemeni security officials say a suicide bomber killed at least 8 soldiers Friday at a security base in the southern city of Zanzibar. The bomber, disguised as a driver carrying a load of wood, blew up his vehicle at the gate of a Yemeni military base after failing to get inside. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but a military source said Al-Qaeda has carried out similar attacks in the area. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump gave a long campaign-style speech to a conservative convention near Washington Friday, attacking the media, promising better trade deals, safer borders, and more jobs. In the third and final day of the Conservative Political Action Conference, Trump spent the first 10 minutes of his remarks attacking the media. He later repeated his promises to bring more jobs to the United States and to increase U.S. security.
But we're taking a firm, bold, and decisive measure, we have to turn things around. The era of empty talk is over.
The president also repeated his promises to build a border wall with Mexico. Trump skipped last year's CPAC conference, preferring instead to stay on the campaign trail. After that speech, the president signed a new executive order that took aim at government regulations. Flanked by executives from several large corporations, Trump said excessive regulation has been killing jobs and driving companies out of the United States.
We will stop punishing companies for doing business in the United States. It's going to be absolutely just the opposite. They're going to be incentivized for doing business in the United States.
The order will direct each federal agency to establish a regulatory reform task force. The task forces will then recommend which regulations they can simplify or eliminate. Senior Trump administration officials have confirmed White House Chief of Staff Rince Priebus had a conversation with officials at the FBI about published news reports on alleged communications between officials from Trump's campaign and Russia. However, the officials, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, strongly denied media reports that the White House asked the FBI to publicly repudiate a New York Times report that alleged communications between Trump campaign associates and Russian government officials. CNN had reported that Priebus reached out to FBI Director James Comey and Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, asking them to debunk the stories. Senior administration officials said Friday that McCabe initiated the conversation with Priebus after a White House meeting, telling them there was nothing to the reports. The White House came under sharp criticism Friday for blocking a number of news organizations from a daily question and answer session with Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Several news groups that have been critical of President Donald Trump, including CNN and the New York Times, were among those excluded from the briefing. The White House Correspondents Association sharply rebuked the move on Friday. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.